For today's presentation, I thought I would take you on a little journey into church history that eventually will become very important. This is the history of art in the church. We as people of the Christian faith have always used some form of visual communication to inform others of who we are and what we believe. Already in the early church, there were many symbols which were used to mark the graves of those who were Christ followers, and which also gave a hidden but clear message of the faith. One of the very early symbols of Jesus is something that is called the chi-rho symbol, the two Greek letters chi and rho. It was the intersection of those two letters. The CH in Greek is indicated by the X in the middle of the symbol. I can mark it for you there. And this particular thing comes from the Vatican's Museum of Early Christianity. It's the first letter of the word of Christ. And from the very beginning, Christians who took the name of Christ upon themselves knew that to refer to Christ was the highest honor to give to their Lord. And you can see the second letter part of it is the rho. That's the C-H-R if we were going to be writing the name Christ out today. And so as they were thinking about who they were as Christians, they wanted to be sure that everything that they did reflected on the fact that Christ was the anointed one. He was the King of Kings. He was the Lord of Lords. And it is also important to notice here that there is the Alpha and the Omega symbol also embedded right into this particular insignia. That in the book of Revelation, when Jesus appears to John, he is the glorified one who says of himself that he was the Alpha and the Omega. Now, the Alpha and the Omega are the beginning and the last letters of the Greek alphabet. And so in this one particular piece of artwork we have here, there are four different Greek letters, the chi, the rho, the Alpha, the Omega. The chi and the rho point us toward Christ. The Alpha and the Omega show that he is the King of Kings overall, and within him everything is contained. With the naming of those two letters, the person that we find walking among the candlesticks in John's vision at the beginning of the book of Revelation, what we know is that Jesus says, I am the first and the last. Everything within that can be said about Jesus has to do with him in that. He is the first and the last. Another symbol from the art of the early church is the symbol of the anchor. It was present from the very earliest of times. It is a symbol of who Jesus is for us as the anchor of our hope, as is referred to in the book of Hebrews chapter 6. And while we cannot be sure of this, it seems to historians that the anchor served as a very early sign of the cross. But since the cross was a symbol of Roman torture, it was disguised by the early followers of Jesus in Rome, particularly in the form of an anchor. In this particular illustration that comes from ancient times, it is found in the Roman catacomb of Callisto. The symbol of the cross is embedded in the symbol of the anchor. Also, one can see that the anchor itself has been altered a bit to have the hooks appear to resemble a bird in downward flight, which was a symbol of the Holy Spirit who came upon Jesus in his baptism in the form of a dove. In this particular rock, we find three of the early symbols of Christianity: the anchor, the fish, and the chi-rho. The anchor, as we've just seen, was a symbol for who Jesus was upon the cross and as the anchor of our hope of salvation. The chi-rho referred to him as Christ, as the anointed one, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And then there was the fish. The fish was a way to remind themselves of who Jesus was as the man who took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and fed 5,000 people. He was the Son of God who said to Peter, go out to the Sea of Galilee, throw in your line and catch a fish. and there you will find the tax money for you and myself. It was Jesus who said to the disciples, go and cast out your nets to take a great catch of fish. It was fish that Peter pulled into the shore shortly after Jesus was raised from the dead. And when he had counted them, Jesus said to him, Peter, do you love me more than these? And also the fish became an acronym, because the letters of the fish stood for Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Savior. It was ichthus in the letters of the Greek alphabet, and those were the ones that then came to symbolize who Jesus was as God's Son and our Savior. A very different symbol is that of the peacock. At the top of this picture, you can see faintly there a peacock displayed. And the peacock was a symbol of the Christian belief that we would see a resurrection. It is thought that this was based on the fact that the peacock loses its feathers each year and grows new ones. And so its feathers are a symbol of the dying and the coming to life of the Christian. This particular scene is from the catacomb of Priscilla in Rome. The peacock also had use as the reminder of the all-seeing eye of God. Its tail feathers, when shown in broad plumage, would have many eyes that could be seen. These were taken as examples of the all-seeing and the ever-present eye of God. In this illustration, we see both a dove, who symbolizes the Holy Spirit, and a cluster of grapes on a vine. In John 15, Jesus tells his disciples, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you abide in me, you will produce much fruit. On the tomb engravings of people who had been known as fruitful followers of Jesus, one can find the symbol of the cluster of grapes. These were people who produced much fruit as they remained in the vine. And the Spirit is often found near the fruit, as Paul wrote to the Galatians, that they were to pursue the fruit of the Spirit, which is love and joy, peace, patience, and so on. Now, these two photos depict what is called an orante, which is a praying figure. It is meant to depict a soul at peace in paradise. The early Christians were committed to the idea that they, as St. Paul had said, was for them to live as Christ and to die as gain. So on their tombstones, they would paint a figure with arms upraised in prayer. Then they would see no fear, no distrust, no reason to hide. When the person who had died had been translated to paradise, they could spend all their time in communion with God. That was their conviction. It was depicted in figures such as these. Well, that's just a little introduction to the art that speaks to us even today. As we observe these symbols in the tombs outside of Rome, they take us back to the days of the early church when it was dangerous often to be known as a Christian. But when they marked the graves of their family and their friends in the faith, they showed their faith in the way they decorated the tombs. I hope this has been helpful to you as you too seek to gain an understanding of the ancient church in order for us to live faithfully today.